It is Saturday, September 16th, 2017. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola, and I'm broadcasting from the Chicago suburbs. Thanks for joining me on RBN. Their website is republicbroadcasting.org. To listen to the archives of this program, just select my name in the archive section at RBN. Please also visit and subscribe to SpingolaSpeaks.net and WoolliesBlog.blogspot.com. I also invite you to visit ScreeningSandyHook.net. During the program, please remember to address your questions to comment@spingola.email, as I do not look at my regular email during the program. So if you want to ask a question, comment@spingola.email. Please also visit the chat room, which is at spingola.chatango.com. We may or may not take calls in the second hour. Well, we probably won't take calls until the latter part of the program. Anyway, view our guest lineup at spingola.com. Just click on the radio schedule button and select the year, month, and day. In addition to the links for each guest, I also have other interesting links relative to my remarks or to the guest and his or her information or subject. My guest today for the first hour and a half is Janice Barcello. Her website is birthofanewearth.com. Her blogspot is birthofanewearth.blogspot.com. She is the author of Birth Trauma and the Dark Side of Modern Medicine, Exposing Systematic Violence During Hospital Birth and the Hijacking of Human Love, which is it's a fabulous book. Every time I have her on a program, it's always such a traumatic experience, especially the first times that you were on the program. I learned so much about myself. It was traumatic.
Welcome. Well, that's a very interesting introduction, and I'm glad that you bring it up right away, because, you know, people need to know, Deanna, that the information I'm about to share can be difficult to receive because we have been systematically abused through the medical system, and it has impacted almost all areas of our life, and especially in relation to our children now and what's happening to the children and what we've allowed to happen to our children. This can bring up a tremendous amount of emotional pain and turmoil for people. But, there's an urgency. I'm really feeling an urgency to make this information known so that we can protect our children, protect ourselves, and go down a different road for our future. We can't continue this way, or we're just in deep doo-doo, you know, and our children are hurting. Our families are hurting. Our families are breaking down. So we've got to get a handle on what's happening, understand what's happening, and change up. So, yeah, I'm sorry for any pain it causes people when we talk about this.
It's all right. Sometimes learning things is kind of painful. We all accept things that we've been told without question. And then all of a sudden, someone like you comes along and says, hey, hold it, wait, listen to this. And all of a sudden, it's, as I said, it was traumatic for me, because I recognized what you were saying was very true. And then I could relate it to some of the experiences in my own life. And yes, it is painful, but I'm so appreciative.
Right on. Well, I'm glad you're appreciative. Today, I was hoping to go pretty deep into the topic of prenatal ultrasound. I am writing a book right now on this topic and have jumped into a rabbit hole that is extremely deep. It feels like it has no bottom. And right now, we're at a time where almost all babies are being exposed to ultrasound irradiation, although the medical system likes to call it sound.
Of course, things that we're offered that are really not for our benefit are always they're always given to us or sold to us as something that's going to help us. And it never does. It is damaging. And you can look at several different issues and realize that we've been snookered.
Well, that's one thing that people need to get hip to is when you are dealing with Luciferian forces, and this is who controls the medical system, you can expect to be confronted with a huge amount of Luciferian reversal. And what that means is what they're telling you, the opposite is true. So if they're telling you that this is a very useful diagnostic tool, actually the opposite is true, because prenatal ultrasound is notorious for misdiagnosis and false positive results, sometimes leading to unnecessary abortions, and at the very least leading to a tremendous amount of stress that the parents are under when they are diagnosed, you know, that something is wrong with their baby, and it usually turns out that the baby is just fine and that ultrasound, put forth a false diagnosis. So really, the benefits in terms of diagnostic capability are virtually zero. They don't really reveal much at all. And they have invented, a bunch of things as a result of ultrasound, like low fluid in the amniotic sac or aging placenta, a variety of things that they might tell a parent in order to push the parent to accept induction of birth or a cesarean section, both of which are extremely harmful to the child and also to the bonding between parents and children. So ultrasound has really provided no benefits. It does not increase positive fetal outcome. Okay, there's no benefits to fetal outcome by undergoing fetal ultrasound. On the contrary, the list of damage that this technology is doing could potentially take 1,000 pages to cover.
Oh my gosh. Well, as I think of it, I can just imagine that the womb is kind of like an echo chamber. And when a baby is exposed to ultrasound, it's got to be very traumatic emotionally as well as damaging physically, right?
Yes, it is, it has very severe biological effects. But what we're talking about, what you just mentioned, is people should understand that babies can hear the ultrasound frequencies. People under 25 can actually hear these frequencies. Adult humans cannot hear them. But younger people, babies in the womb, certain animals, they can hear these frequencies. And to a baby in the womb, it is like being in a subway station when the trains are rolling in. It's extremely terrifying and traumatizing to be exposed to this level of noise that can reach 100 to 120 decibels in the womb. And I want to stress that hearing loss begins at 90 to 95 decibels. And we are seeing a very increased number of infants and young children with hearing loss and deafness. And this is especially true, if you look at babies who spend time in the NICU, in the neonatal intensive care, they are repeatedly exposed to ultrasound and they have very, very high rates of hearing loss and deafness. And although the medical system will tell you that this is because they are low birth weight babies and that's the problem, in fact, ultrasound is causing low birth weight. And there's plenty of evidence to indicate that ultrasound is causing hearing loss, followed by pediatric speech problems.
Wow. What a shame.
Well, as long as people become aware, if you have a child that has suffered from hearing loss or pediatric speech problems, it's very important to begin to do the research. Just type, Google and start searching ultrasound and pediatric speech loss or ultrasound and hearing loss and see what you come up with. Of course, my book, which will be called The Truth About Prenatal Ultrasound or The Dark Side of Prenatal Ultrasound, I haven't made up my mind. It should be out in December, and it will have many citations for people to follow so that they can see the research for themselves. And when I write a book, I don't just share, a footnote. I actually going to take the quotes out of these research documents and put them in the book so people can read this stuff for themselves.
Exactly. I like the dark side. It goes along with the dark side of modern medicine. But I really look forward to reading your new book.
Yeah.
And as you mentioned, the fact that you include the citation, that you include the information from the citation, is very important, because a lot of people really don't look at the footnotes. So I really appreciate the way that you write and put it all together.
Put it right there in the book, because people should read this for themselves. Of course, the citations right now are off the charts. I have a situation where I have to break the book up into volumes, because I'm feeling, like I said, an urgency to get this information out. So I want to finish the first volume, that'll probably be about 150 or 200 pages, and then get the rest of it out in another volume or two more volumes, depending on what else I uncover. But right now, even in the first 200 pages, there's probably more than 400 or 500 citations in this book. I am not playing games. When I write, I know that people are going to attack what I'm saying, and so especially people who are committed to torturing children and hurting them, they're not going to want parents to take my information seriously. So parents have to see the citations for themselves. They have to know that this book is extremely well cited with many, many different studies. So I'm not
saying. There's a question in the chat room. Do the medical authorities know these things that you are writing about? Are they aware of the damages that they are foisting on infants?
I would say that there are a growing number of them who are Luciferians, meaning that they do know exactly what they're doing. There are also I don't know what the percentage would be. There's also a large number of people that work inside the medical system who are under mind control, meaning they entered into the medical profession because they wanted to help or because they wanted to heal their own trauma that the medical system inflicted on them. So they go into it and they relive it. But these people are traumatized, extremely traumatized. Medical doctors are put through trauma-based mind control in medical school. Medical school is a system of mind control indoctrination designed to get medical doctors to dissociate so that an altered personality can be brought forth who will be willing to conform, to the dictates of the medical cult. And that's why medical students are sleep deprived, extremely sleep deprived, nutrition deprived, sunlight deprived. Sometimes they don't see daylight for a week because they're on duty or ridiculous things. They're forced to do extremely torturous things to animals and to young children, to babies, in order to become part of the cult. So they're constantly exposed to trauma, and it is a systematic process of trauma-based mind control that the Luciferians have designed in order to get people to be part of their medical cult. So we either have mind control people in there or people that are knowingly hurting us. And of course, absolutely, the ones who are behind all of this, the ones who, like the FDA, who decided in 1993 to allow, you know, to increase the allowable output limits of ultrasound 8 to 15 fold so that babies would be exposed to more radiation. These people know what they are doing. The FDA is well aware that, you know, in 1993, they knew that ultrasound was causing fetal growth retardation. It was causing growth retardation in children by their own study. I heard an FDA spokesperson say this on a video that was aired in 1993. And yet at the very same time, they increased the acoustic output, the allowable output, which will increase the levels of radiation. So these people are, if I can tell you that some of this information has been known for 100 years, Deanna, and to all your listeners, they have known since at least 1955 that it causes infertility, that it stops sperm production, that it structurally alters the development of the genitals. That was 60 years ago, that they absolutely knew this. There's research that I have access to that talks about this and many subsequent findings about the infertility piece. And you know what they do? This is the level of deception that we're up against. Because they know it causes infertility, especially that it stops the production of male sperm. All right, you can expose an adult male scrotum to 2 15-minute blasts of ultrasound, and that man will be infertile for a minimum of 6 months, and that infertility can be permanent. So what do we think is happening to the developing testes of a baby boy when we hold that transducer and blast the genitals, ostensibly to discover the sex?
Right.
Okay, so there is, instead of telling people that it causes infertility, straight up warning parents, what they do is they promote ultrasound as a form of contraception, as a form of male contraception. So you'll see how the media works, because the media are run by the very same Luciferian cult that runs the medical system. So how they operate then is, all at once, the media will come out with the same article, basically, or similar articles stating this great new contraceptive method of the use of ultrasound to stop sperm production.
Wow.
So they're promoting it, right? This came out, I think, in 2009-10, all at the same time. A bunch of articles came out at the same time about the contraceptive piece. All right, but nary is a word mentioned about exposing babies to this technology and what's going to happen to their fertility. And the reason they're not coming out and saying this in this way is because they have a genocidal agenda to reduce our numbers. And the way that they're doing that, in large part, is by exposing children to technology that they know will cause infertility in the children, and that infertility will not be discovered until these children become childbearing age.
So I believe that is true. It sounds conspiratorial, and I'm sure that people would probably, some people might say, now, wait a minute, Janice, are you sure about this? But just in my own community, a community that I used to belong to, there were a lot of people who maybe 30 years ago would have been having a lot of children. Oh, we're at a break. We'll pick this up on the other side of the break.
We're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest this first hour and a half is Janice Barcello. I always want to put C-H because that's how the Italians pronounce C-E is cello. But anyway, we were talking about the rate of births in this group that I was belonged to. Nobody had trouble having children 20 years ago, but then all of a sudden it seemed like everybody was going to fertility doctors and people weren't able to get pregnant. It was just really amazing to me. So I know that what you're saying is accurate.
Well, it doesn't take much to confirm what I'm saying. If you look at the statistics of what's going on with male fertility, which is all over the media right now, that, you know, male sperm count has dropped 60% since the 1970s. And in the 1970s is when prenatal ultrasound was mainstreamed. It started in the 60s, but it became like irreplaceable in obstetrics in the 1970s. And it has increased exponentially since the 1970s, the exposure of babies to this technology. So the fact that male infertility has gone up at the same time and that this technology stops sperm production, I mean, you just got to put two and two together, which we should absolutely have no doubt that they know this. They absolutely know this. They know there are no benefits to this technology. Therefore, and this is very well documented as well in my book, that there are no benefits, that it causes harm. If we know that it causes infertility, then we have to assume that that is one of the things that they are trying to achieve by continuously and repeatedly exposing developing children to ultrasound.
Makes sense.
Of course. You have to know how these people operate.
Yes. And it's generally what people don't know what they don't know. And so we have young couples now who are going to go run to their doctor and start prenatal care. And they're going to be asked, of course, if they want to have ultrasound. And, and then when you tie into that vaccines and everything else that these children have been exposed to, including Gardasil, which has the same effect.
Well, the interesting thing is that they are using ultrasound to open up the blood-brain barrier because it weakens cellular structure to such a degree, okay, that their vaccines and pharmaceutical drugs can go directly into the brains of these developing children after the mother has been exposed to ultrasound. So it's a rapid delivery system. First you expose them to the ultrasound, then you vaccinate. And then you can be assured that brain damage will occur. And of course, you know, if you get a flu shot while you're pregnant, you have a 4,250% increased chance that your baby's going to die before birth. Miscarriage rate is extremely high. And this is because the baby's brain is swelling encephalitis from the vaccination ingredients after the mother has been irradiated and the baby has been irradiated with ultrasound. So it's diabolical. And let me just step back a second with respect to the infertility issue and say that this same cult controls the artificial reproductive technology industries. In fact, in Israel, they pay for Jewish people to have up to 3 in vitro fertilizations because they're encouraging people to create children this way. The last thing they want is children coming in according to the divine program. The divine program being 2 people that deeply love each other, bring their bodies together because they want to bring their love into eternity through the creation of a child. And they create that child in deep love with deep intention and bringing God into the conception.
Right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting 2 people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get 2. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest is Janice Barcello. Her website is birthofanewearth.com. And you were talking about in vitro fertilization that is occurring in Israel. And would this be to create your own designer baby? Or is it, as you say, it really is inviting people to not participate in the normal process of conceiving a child?
It is a means of hijacking or attempting to hijack the divine design and implement an alternative order. And so children that are conceived in test tubes, you know, basically you take an egg, they're even taking eggs from aborted baby girls. This is how satanic the industry is. Let's say you take an egg from a woman, all right? You force inject a sperm that her husband or some stranger has produced by masturbating in a masturbatorium and spit out his sperm into some cup or something. They put it into a centrifuge, you know, and then inject the sperm or however many sperm into the egg with a needle. So the egg and the sperm are not part of the creator's design to come together. That's number one. The egg is obviously being raped through violence of, you know, forced penetration with a needle. And these babies are conceived without any love. They're conceived through mad science. This is absolutely a satanic industry. So the interesting thing about this industry is that it fails up close to 80% of the time. They're not successful. And so in the United States, people pay a bundle of money to try to do it this way, and they become extremely depressed and suicidal because they spend their life savings, and it doesn't work anyway. And any child that actually does develop into a fetus is usually undergoing repeated technology through the pregnancy, born prematurely, is C-section, is put in a NICU. Now, every step of this, the C-section is the satanic ritual, you know, strapping women to tables and cutting them open and taking babies out and then putting them in a neonatal intensive care unit where they're repeatedly tortured, and I do mean tortured, on a daily basis, several times a day, with no anesthetic whatsoever, or operated on with anesthetic. So any child that does make it through is obviously going to be severely neurologically compromised and emotionally, spiritually compromised because of these satanic forces stepping in and attempting to take over reproduction. It's a very, very, very dark world, and I've written a very important article about this on my blog. So if you go to birthofanewearth.blogspot.com and type in artificial reproductive technologies, the article should come up, and it will explain the Jewish influence behind this technology. And I know it's hard for people to get this, but the Jewish influence, this is organized Jewry that we're talking about, and this is a satanic force that controls the medical system, that controls media, that brought Common Core into our schools, that is attempting to control our government, that is attempting to take over the world, and has, you know, masterminded this plan about how to do it. That includes exposing babies to radiation, which they have been doing for quite a number of decades at this point. First, it was x-rays, and then they got found out, and now it's ultrasound, so they've never stopped. They'll tell you that ultrasound is different because it's non-ionizing radiation. First, they'll tell you it's sound, not radiation, so they will lie flat out. Okay. But the other thing they do is they say it's non-ionizing, and so it's totally safe. But the truth is, when you look at the effects of ultrasound or any technology that uses non-ionizing radiation, you will see that it has very similar, exactly the same effects as what they're calling ionizing radiation. So let's just say the lines between ionizing and non-ionizing really don't exist. They're extremely blurred. It's a total smoke screen. Okay? Yeah. And the technologies of non-ionizing radiation include Wi-Fi, baby monitors,
Baby monitors.
But baby monitors are off the chart. They are putting out some of the highest levels of microwave radiation of all the technologies I'm about to mention, even higher than smart meters, the baby
monitors. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. This is all in my book, by the way, because people need to understand that all of these technologies are interconnected. They were all developed around the time of World War II by mad scientists, all of this, you know, radiation emitting technologies. So, and they have evolved and developed. The microwave oven started out as what was called a radar range because it emerged from the radar and the sonar that the Navy was using.
Oh, sure.
Okay, and ultrasound is the same thing. Ultrasound was created as a military weapon and is still being used as a military weapon. It is a sonic weapon. Acoustic radiation.
Wow.
and I could talk to you about how they're creating it. All of this information is going to be in the first volume of the book, so that people can get a real grounding right away in what they're up to, how they create it, what it's doing, the long-term effects on our children. I should read you a quote, Deanna, from a Russian scientist. You know, and I'm saying this because I want people to know flat out how much the medical system is lying when they tell you that it has no damaging effects. So this Russian scientist was involved in exposing DNA molecules to ultrasound. And here's what he has to say. After I'd exposed a DNA molecule to ultrasound, I noticed something that stupefies you. You see, normally in an aqueous solution, DNA molecules produce a continuous sound. They create a complex melody with recurrent musical phrases. So I irradiate it with the ultrasound waves of the same frequency as in diagnostic ultrasound, and what do I hear? Not a complex melody, but only one monotonous note. This means that by utilizing ultrasound, can you guys mute yourselves so that people can hear what I'm saying? This means that by utilizing ultrasound, we've erased a massive amount of information from this DNA molecule. Then I thought to myself, oh my God, we don't have any healthy kids left. I mean, literally, worldwide, there are no healthy kids now, because all of them, apart from those born in wild tribes, are exposed to medical ultrasonography.
Wow.
They are destroying the genetic information in DNA.
Wow.
And what this means. When you expose a female baby, this female baby, especially if you expose her later in pregnancy, has all of her eggs in place, which means every single one of her eggs is also exposed to ultrasound, which means that the DNA information, the genetic information, in every single one of her eggs will have been at the very least scrambled or erased. It's very serious.
It is. Now, a lot of this, what you're talking about, also progressed very rapidly during the Clinton administration. There were a lot of things that they did that promote, well, they, first of all, they promoted the health care, which Obama was able to get through. And people think, oh, this, the Affordable Care Act is wonderful, and we need to have insurance, and we need this, and we need that. It is the worst thing that came out of the Obama presidency.
Well, it's me, of course, who understands what the medical system is up to. I think you got to be crazy to even walk into it,
sure.
much less be concerned about whether or not you have insurance to cover it. The last place I would want to end up is in a hospital. The last place I'd want to give birth is in a hospital. The last people I'd want to go to for prenatal care is the American medical system. I would never want them near my developing baby. Everything they do is harmful. I mean everything. Every single thing.
Well, I agree with you. If I had it to do over again, I would have my children at home. I wouldn't vaccinate them. There are so many things I would do completely different.
When we know better, we do better. Unfortunately, you know, we are considerably older than childbearing age. So we can't help our children, but the only thing that we can do is to educate our kids and our grandkids so that they can you know, end the lineage of conformity and cooperation with this satanic system that is trying to destroy us.
Now, there was a question that I got via email about aborted fetuses, and that is it true that they somehow have become part of the food chain as seasonings? It sounds gross to even think of it.
Well, what they do is they take cells from aborted fetuses and they will grow vaccines on these fetal cell lines, or they will... There's a company named Sinomics in California that uses fetal cells for what they're calling flavor-enhancing research. So obviously there's going to be residue from aborted babies in the food that companies like Kraft, Pepsi, Lipton, these companies hire Sinomics to do their flavor-enhancing research, which is being done on aborted fetal cells. And, of course, with the vaccines, these aborted cell lines, the residue from the babies is being injected directly into the bloodstreams of babies and teenagers and adults. And it's not just, you know, aborted fetal cells. I mean, some of the vaccines were developed on cancerous tumor cells from the vagina of a black woman. Henrietta Lacks is her name. And these, they call them HeLa cells, H-E-L-A. And if you look at the vaccine ingredients that contain the HeLa, H-E-L-A line, this means that these cells came from this very, very ill black woman. She had schizophrenia to boot. So, you know, this is totally satanic from step one. They are trying to infect us and to degrade the genetic integrity of the human race, and especially the white race. Luciferian Jews, they despise the white race, and they want the white race eliminated. And I don't want to go too deep into that topic, but there's another very important blog on my website so that people can go and look at the words of these organized Jewry on their desire to destroy the white race. You just have to type in white race on my blog, and that one will come up concerning how they're organizing the refugee crisis and the influx of brown and black skinned people into predominantly white countries like Sweden, Germany, you know, countries that they view as their enemies because they're white. So they want miscegenation, they want people to have sex, interracial sex, and make interracial babies so that the white race will be exterminated. That's their hope. And they also are funding these refugees to come into these countries. Of course, the alleged refugees don't have the money to get here, so they're being funded by organized Jewry to come into these countries, and they are being trained in many cases by Israeli forces to rape, to engage in high levels of the rape of white women.
Well, the U.S. excuse me, the U.S. military was doing this also during World War II.
The U.S. military was controlled by Jews. The U.S. military was totally controlled by Jews, and this is why the American, you know, American service people were so involved in the rape and torture and mutilation, extreme mutilation of the German people.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. What happened to the German people, 15 million were completely, you know, completely tortured and mutilated and abused and starved and just humiliated and murdered, and nobody talks about it because everybody's so focused on the Jews when the Jews are the ones that did it. And there was about maybe less than 200,000 Jews that actually died in these camps. This is a whole other thing.
Yes, I've covered that in my third book of my trilogy, and I've covered the Eisenhower encampments where there was no buildings, there was nothing, absolutely nothing, to for the people to. There were no buildings, no food, no water, nothing. And they starved to death. Many people, many Germans starved to death. All righty, we're going to a 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Alrighty, welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest is Janice Barcello. That's B-A-R-C-E-L-O. Her websites are birthofanewearth.com and birthofanewearth.blogspot.com. Her recent book, Birth Trauma and the Dark Side of Modern Medicine, Exposing Systematic Violence During Hospital Birth and the Hijacking of Human Love. She has a book coming out in December, and you haven't decided on the name.
Well, let me tell you what happened with the title, okay? I originally was going to call it The Truth About Prenatal Ultrasound, and I went and I got, you know, the Library of Congress number and that kind of thing. But I think I've recently had two of my Facebook pages just deleted. I turned on my computer one morning, and Facebook had disabled both of my accounts within 48 hours after me making public some of the information from my forthcoming ultrasound book. So I am extremely concerned about being censored. If I publish this book in the mainstream way, you know, let's say try to self-publish it through CreateSpace and sell it through Amazon. Amazon is on a censorship roll right now. They've censored some 700 books that are revealing the truth about the Holocaust and other aspects of Jewish machinations. Not that my book is going to, this book is not going to contain any information about the Jews at all. I want this book to be totally appealing to the mainstream, at least volume one. Later volumes are going to go deeper. But nevertheless, this book is a game changer in terms of exposing the medical agenda and the fact that this is really an agenda, and it's a very serious issue of what's happened to our children. So I may change the name of the book so to The Dark Side of Ultrasound, so I don't have to use their Library of Congress or ISBN number. And I may simply print the book if I can raise enough donations. I really need benefactors for this so that I can print 2,000 or 3,000 copies of the book and get them into storage in an air-conditioned unit and send them out as people order them through me so that they have no control over, you know, the dissemination of this book or this information. So that's where I'm currently thinking. And I would really love for people who are interested to help get this information out there to please go to my website and make donations that I can put towards the printing of this book, which I'm hopeful will be complete at the end of December. I'm going to be going on a speaking tour in Europe also late November, early December, to also promote the book and to try to raise funds for the printing so that I can avoid the censorship issue. And perhaps if I raised enough, I could actually give this book away for free, which would be ideal so that we are totally outside of the realms of their system entirely. That would please me immensely. It's really the way we need to move.
Do you find that people in Europe are more open to your information? Okay, we do have a top of the hour break. We'll be right back.
Or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite.
Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.